You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess. Hi, everyone. I'm Jen. How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to let you know that everyone, Jen is wearing a very nice sweater that I've never seen before. I'm pretty familiar with all of Jen's tops because of, like, you know, Zoom life.
This is Eric's hot tip. Don't put 100% wool sweaters in warm and then cold water. Hot tip. They shrink.
Yeah.
This is like a gift I got him that he loved. And then I hand wash it, but I guess the water was too warm one time. And now it's my sweater.
You do cool water for wool, right? And then,
yes.
And then you don't dry it at all. You line dry it, right? You're like, right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or flat dry it so it doesn't stretch because it stretches.
That's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, this is his Bob Dylan. I don't know. There's some cover of a Bob Dylan
album. Oh, yeah.
That that's like, and this is the sweater that was designed to look like that from anyway.
It's great.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. What else is going on in your world today? It's a very rainy, cozy day here in New York City.
It is, but I've been out and about this week. I have to tell you, you don't even know this happened. Okay, you know how we've talked about M-Sculpts?
Yes.
On the show. We've talked about M-Face, which is where they brought that technology to your face. I didn't think I needed it, but I was like, let me just try it so I could talk about what it feels like. So I went out to Schweiger Dermatology, Dr. David Goldberg.
Who needs it? Who needs
it? No one needs it.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm curious because I know what electrostimulation feels like on your body and I know what RF feels like on your face, radio frequency. And there's good studies about radio frequency with, like, you know, anti-aging stuff. So this combines them both on your face. Oh my God.
What does it feel like?
It doesn't hurt. It feels buzzy, but the part that got me was that you make this involuntary face. Like, I feel like every time it buzzed, look at my face. I went like, like someone, that's the noise that I'm giving you guys because you can't see my face. Like your cheeks pull up in this way that like you're making the most unattractive grimace. But then I started laughing from that. But then right as you're laughing, another pulse comes and like you're doing the grimace. And I was like, if this nurse is going to stay here and look at me while I'm getting M-faced, I will like pee my pants. Like I could, cause I was so embarrassed / laughing. Cause there's no way I looked attractive. And she's like, oh, yep, it's working. I see the blah, blah muscle, blah, blah, blah. And she talked to the other nurse. And I was like, it's either an O face for someone or like you just got prodded. I just imagine the face you make when you're straining. I can't even describe it. I didn't have a mirror. Thank God.
It looked
but
like someone
look
like
ridiculous.
dragged your whole face to this, your whole mouth to the side of your.
Yeah, but on both sides. And so your teeth feel a little buzzy, tingly, like a weird vibration feeling. And it is not painful at all, but it is not pleasant vibration. It is a weird vibration. But they turn off the lights then and then you can be by yourself. They came back in 20 minutes because clearly I think they've realized nobody wants a nurse sitting there looking at their face while it's doing that.
So I have to say,
you can't have your phone while you're doing this because you're grounded because there's electricity involved. So there's like a grounding pad on you.
Okay. So that answers my question. I was about to say, I haven't seen a lot of editors like taking like cute TikToks or like Instagrams of themselves getting M-faced.
So at first I was like, this isn't my style, but I know a lot of influencers do this. Should I like, you know, videotape what this looks like when they're getting a facial or whatever? And I was like, can I have my phone? And they were like, no, because it's, you know, electricity's coursing through your body. Like, you can't be holding an electrical device. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then the minute the thing turned on, I was like, and I wouldn't have been taking a video anyway. It's ridiculous. So for people that are wondering, though, like, four treatments of that, you're stimulating the muscle so it's firmer, so it holds up your face more, and you're getting the radio frequency, like, which boosts collagen over time. So it's good for lower face. You know, that area where you can't really get filler or Botox and it just kind of sags. There's those threads to pull it up, but it just gives like a tightening of the lower face. And they're also experimenting on doing it for forehead muscles to sort of lift the brows. I'm not going back for three more. Like, I'm fine with how my lower face looks. Not because it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was more just so I could bring it to the listeners and to you to like be like, hey, if you were thinking about this, because there's good before and after pictures when you see the results, here's what it feels like. Like, just be prepared to be like embarrassed by the things your face is doing. But other than that, it's totally fine.
You know what I'm picturing? You know, like, what? When you go on a roller coaster, and like when you get out of the roller coaster, they take a, that's like a candid photo of you.
Like where the air, yeah. Or also like where the air is blowing on your face and your cheeks are sort of like blowing back.
Super unattractive. That's what I'm picturing.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God. Those videos that people take of like when they go on those big swings and then somebody like passes out or something. Imagine if we made an account where it was just like unknown to the person, we're taking videos of people getting different beauty treatments. And all the weird, funny things that happen to their bodies and faces while that's happening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you nurses out there, and you doctors, you must have stories.
Oh, how we suffer for beauty. It's not
how
cute.
How we suffer. I wouldn't say it's suffering, but it was definitely an experience. So that's what I've been up to.
Okay. Well, Jen, glad you're home safe and your face didn't stay like that. No one slapped you on the back. Okay. So you're doing the news today, right?
I am. And you are, too, because you'll have comments, I know.
Okay. Well, I can't wait because sometimes I take a little sneak preview. Sometimes like Jen will like give me like a quick, like share her notes a little bit. I have no clue what you're going to talk about today.
Oh, okay.
Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Okay, Jen, I'm so ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
Well, the environment is top of mind this week. As you know, COP27 is happening right now in Egypt. But last week was the Sustainable Cosmetics Summit in Paris. I did not get a ticket. I thought that would be very unsustainable if I flew over to Paris for it. Plus, nobody invited me. So, but I've been trying to see what news is coming out of it because, you know, Jess and I care a lot about this part of the beauty industry. So Lush's head of, I'm going to get this right, the company's Earth Care Strategy Lead is her title. Ruth Andrade, she spoke, and I thought some of the stuff she said was interesting, so I wanted to share it and posit this headline that maybe is a story that I would write someday, or maybe you should out there, people. Is Lush the Patagonia of beauty? So they hire environmental activists for positions, and employees own 10% of the company. So a lot of like very socially active companies have that kind of employee buyback of the company. And I think the reason that environmental policy is big for them is because they hire activists, not just like beauty execs. I thought that was cool. They're building biodiversity hotspots near key ingredient supplying areas. But these are two things that I did not know that are more about social action, but I thought you would think were interesting. Did you know Lush doesn't sell on Amazon?
No, I didn't, but that kind of tracks.
Yeah. So to be honest, this isn't solely an environmental reason. They actually had like a copyright infringement issue with Amazon, and Amazon was like pointing people that looked for Lush products to other stuff, and they won that, and they were like, we're pulling out. But then I remember we reported on this, and I thought, let's see how long that lasts, and it's still lasting. A year ago, they pulled out of all social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Yes, I remember they got off of Instagram. Right? Wait, why?
So Ruth brought that back up again at the summit, and she was saying, until those platforms provide safer environments for users, because I think they think hand-in-hand with environmental justice is social justice, they are not going to be using them as a way to market their company. And I was like, damn, Lush is going there. Like, they're along the lines of, like, Crave Beauty, that, like, radical transparency, you know, that might hurt business in the short run.
I thought you were going to say, that's not where I thought you were going to go. I thought that you were going to say that Amazon needed to provide a safer place for their workers.
I think because she spoke about this at the summit, she was kind of implying. So I was like, oh my God, why are they unhappy with Amazon's like environmental practices or whatever, which I'm sure we could get into.
Yeah.
As on maintenance phase, they call him Uncle Jeff. Did you notice that?
No.
Uncle Jeff and everything he does. But I looked into it and I was like, okay, you're not on Amazon because of this lawsuit too. But maybe they're not going back on now that that's settled just because they're not happy with the way the company runs itself.
So they think that Instagram is not providing a safe place for Instagram users, for like young people.
For all people, yeah. And I think they're referring to, and they have in past press releases, mental health as okay. a big one. And please look, and I thought this was so timely because look what's going on over at Twitter. Like as far as how do we police what happens on these platforms and how do we make them safe environments? I mean, I don't know if Elon Musk has the answer because that's right. a whole yeah. other story. Yeah. But I thought that Lush is one of these brands that is like, you know what? I feel okay about opting out, which is very interesting.
Yeah, a lot of brands are actually, separate conversation, but are opting out of Twitter because they're not happy with the way that company is run right now. So
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of this.
So anyway, that's the news from the Sustainable Cosmetics Summit. They do another one in New York later next year, probably. So I'll
ooh,
see
we got to go to that.
Yeah, kind of I'm curious what's going to go on there. Okay, what's up at Birchbox? What is up? For months, people here in the States have been complaining on social media. I haven't been checking like globally. You know, they haven't received their boxes, or I was looking through old comments on their Instagram that they just keep getting the same brands again and again. Or, you know, with Birchbox, you can say like, I don't want eyeshadows. I don't wear eyeshadow. And like people who said that are still getting eyeshadows. Mm. Well, we're recording this not the day that it's put up, so there might be news before you hear this. But as of now, there's just rumors that they might be filing for bankruptcy, but they did pull out of the UK. So they're no longer
in the UK. A lot of brands are leaving the UK. Like this is like the third or fourth time we've had a story like this.
That's true. Well, so I went on our private Facebook group. Sign up if you haven't. It's so much fun. We have a link in the show notes. And I did a poll of everybody about like who's still getting subscription boxes. Because I was like, I feel like this has sort of been not as popular as it was.
Yeah.
And so I guess, what is it? What are we up to? It looks like 240 people responded. So 11% of our listeners still get subscription boxes. And so I asked people like, well, which ones do you get? The big one is Ipsy. So Ipsy's still doing okay for people.
Yeah.
And then also the Allure Box, Dermy Doc? Sorry, I'm getting that one wrong. And then you know which one people love?
What?
Liberty's Beauty Drop. So all our UK listeners are like really into it. And then a bunch of our, like, I guess the most Americans,
great brands.
They're like, why can't we get it? Because it's only available to people in the UK. But I think it's interesting. A lot of our fam says, I'll do it for a year, but then it starts to pile up because it's like, now I'm getting too many samples. Like, it's fun for discovery, but like, are you going to be discovering for like 6 years straight? Like, it's good when you're like, if you're getting into a new category, like, I want to try out serums, like, you do it for like 4 months at a time, right?
I think that, the novelty wears off. I think people do, you know, maybe I'm projecting, but I think it starts to feel wasteful.
A lot of people mentioned that in their comments.
Yeah.
That they were worried about the trash of it all.
Yeah, I think it's fun for a bit. Maybe people get them as gifts or, you know, give them as gifts. Yeah. I don't know. I think I do think we've kind of reached peak sampling, you know, these sample boxes.
Right. Like new people will come in to try it for a year and then go out, but it's not the kind of service that you might keep indefinitely in your life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some other subscriptions. I don't know. So that's the story there. Okay. Speaking of beauty that comes to your door. What a transition, Jen. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I was really proud of that one. Sephora is available on DoorDash. Did you see?
I mean,
soft sigh from that one.
Listen, we don't have to do anything anymore. You don't even have to get off the toilet.
I thought you were going to say the bed. Why did you go with the toilet? Actually, you're right. If you stay on the toilet, you can sleep there too, but the bed, you might have some issues.
I mean, it goes back to like the Amazon concept. I don't know. It's just like we'll do anything for convenience. Like, you know, good for Sephora. I get it. Like, you know, people want what they want, I don't know. I'm going to sound really fuddy-duddy, but it's like, I really do like to leave the house and have an experience.
Right. Like to me, DoorDash is the replacement for you can't, but I've done this. I've knocked on the neighbor's door for sugar, like a cup of sugar, baking something, and right in the middle, you forget. Like that's what DoorDash is for me. Like, what do you need so quickly that you can't go out and get it? Maybe I'm in the middle of a recipe and I ran out of ingredients. That's the only time. Or maybe I need food and I have no food in the house and I just don't want to go out, so I order takeout. What beauty product? I was trying to think about this. So I went shopping on DoorDash, Sephora, just to see. I was like, what if anything of this could I need so badly? And then I thought, okay, say you're going out and you realize you ran out of like your mascara, your foundation, you want to look good, you have a big date, but you don't have time to run it. Maybe you do DoorDash it?
Well, can I tell you something? This might blow your mind, Jen. I've never DoorDashed anything in my whole life.
I haven't either. I just have the app. No, I have for food, I think, once. Like one place that didn't have another delivery service.
Like I guess I'm relieved to hear you say this because I don't know, like, is the whole world DoorDashing? Like, I'm not mad at the service, but I don't know. Like, I think there's definitely a need for it. Like, listen, like, I'm a busy mom. I have, like, a busy job. Like, so I'm not, like, I love that it exists. I want it to exist. But I also think that, you know, the positioning is interesting. Sephora as, like, a commodity, just like ShopRite. I don't know. It's not a national chain. But, you know, like, a supermarket, Sephora. Like, you know, this is an essential. It's positioning itself as, you know, you have to get your Makeup by Mario palette and your radishes tonight, you know,
like are you excellent order,
right? It's like you it's not trying to be luxury. It's like, it's an essential. I think it's smart for them. I'm curious to see how many people use it, but I don't use these services that much. And I don't know why. I think it's like, I get upset about the delivery fees. I get upset about people scooting around to bring me things. But I am a very big Uber Eats user.
Okay, so.
But I use it, when I say very big, I mean that's once or twice a week. So I don't know. Is that very big?
I don't know. I think it all depends on where you live, first of all. We both live in the New York City metro area where, like, everything's delivered to us. And I also was thinking, okay, say you have a social phobia or anxiety or some sort of disability.
A disability. Okay, yeah.
These kinds of services, I think, are probably a godsend for people like that.
Thank you for that context or...
Yeah, you know. But I still got a giggle, like you said, of the essentiality of your Sephora order. So... And maybe they're not expecting you to make a lot of money on it. It's more just so where you talk about it. Because it's like
cool,
look at that,
branding,
Sephora.
I guess. Yeah.
You need it just as much as you need your local bodega or the grocery store. So.
Yeah.
And they have a deal too, by the way.
What's the deal? Tell me about the money off.
Yeah, customers get $10 off their first $60 or more order. So I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the tip, if this works out, because you got to tip your Dasher. But like, say you're about to re-up on like some favorite serum of yours. And it's $80. If you DoorDash it, it's only $70.
Wait a second. I think I'm lying. Let me look at my DoorDash.
All right, I'm going to move on to talk about something else.
Oh, I have used DoorDash. I've used it. I was thinking of something. I'm thinking of Instacart. People are using Instacart left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I lie. I have used DoorDash, but I've not used it for Sephora yet.
Right. Well, there's 500 of Sephora's retail locations. P.S. guys, when I worked at Sephora, we were opening our 32nd store.
Wow.
That's how long ago I worked there, but geez. Okay, anyway, enough about me. Moving on. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Interior designers, we're going into the home world. Interior designers are starting to offer scent styling services.
I like this. Mm. Okay, I'm with you. Keep going.
Okay, I read this article in Architectural Digest, and I thought it was wild. I was like, this is a new career path for me, scent styling. But then it turns out they're not just scent stylers. It's interior designers that are like adding on this process. So I have interviewed a lot of perfumers who create bespoke scents, right, for hotels and like retail shops. Hint, hint, we have one of these people coming up as a guest. But now high-end homeowners, I'm saying high-end because, come on, it's Architectural Digest, want this as well. They want a signature scent that matches their decor. Or maybe it's not bespoke to them, but they need to know, like, I've just created this beautiful home with this interior designer. What should it smell like? Do you want to know what they say? What?
No, I'm laughing because I feel like if I had, like, $1 million to, like, just, like, start doing my home, this is, like, the only thing I'd really care about doing. Like, I just like, let's get to the scent styling. Like, I would not give a crap about, like, curtains or, like, tile.
Is that right?
Yeah. I feel like I'd be like, it's totally, this boring, have somebody else figure that out. But, like, let's do the scent.
Oh, like, you just hire them. Design however you want. I'll be happy. Yeah, like, just like make it comfy. Yeah, and tell when me do when we I'm, get to the fragrance?
Yeah, tell me when it's ready. Call me in for the scent styling portion.
Exactly.
Okay. So, okay, what do people want? What do people want?
So Brigitte Romanek, she's an interior designer.
Okay.
She says these are some of the things that she's been having clients into. Basil, rose, red currant, and jasmine. And she considers this another important layer of her practice. I don't know if you watch interior design shows. I do. It's all about layering. Like, you know, your hardwoods first, and then you put on some metals, and then some comfy throws and the pillows. And this is the final layer. So that's what it is for her. This is a real housewife and also an actress. Garcelle Beauvais.
Of course, Garcelle. Yeah, Garcelle Beauvais, yes.
Don't watch. So, I mean, I know her as an actress.
Yeah, but she's great.
She just did a scent styling campaign with Febreze. She's into the scent styling.
Get that money, girl.
Get that money, but also get that Febreze. What is your Febreze scent style, Garcelle? Well, I'll tell you. Hers is Ember, E-M-B-E-R.
Okay.
She likes that because it has a mandarin note that reminds her of when she was in Haiti and her mom would put a tangerine in her bag before she goes to school.
Oh, I love that story. I love that story. She's great. She's a very housewife, by the way.
She's what?
She's a very well-liked housewife.
Oh, I thought she said she was your most, like, your favorite housewife.
No. She's a very well-liked housewife. Yeah, she gives it to you straight.
In the community amongst
Yes, yeah. Yeah, unless something's changed, because I have to tell you, I had to dip out a little bit recently for no reason other than my schedule, but I'm going to get right back on track around the holidays.
The only thing I've gathered from Las Culturistas, another podcast I listen to, that they're obsessed with it. So when they talk about it, I zone out. But I was like, oh, I guess nobody really likes Salt Lake City housewives?
No, people love Salt Lake City, but
they said it was a slow burn for them to get into
it. It's a slow burn. Do they talk about Jen Shah?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I need to get up to speed. I don't know why I'm like dropping all these names, because I feel like I need to get my act together again. I have all of Christmas break to get my
jealous.
Act together.
It feels like a fun club to be part of. Like, everybody who watches Housewives, I like them.
Yeah, I know.
Like, all my friends do. All the, like, you know, journalists and podcasters and people I like and think are funny. All the funny people watch Housewives.
Because it's really funny. I feel like you would like it. It's not about...
Do I need it in my life?
I feel like you should just start with like one. Like,
well, Jenna Lyons, our former guest, is one now,
I was just about to say, when New York starts, it's not like you have to have institutional knowledge. They're going to have a clean slate and like a whole new group of women. You should start with that, and hopefully it'll be good. Now, if it's bad, I'm sorry, but then listeners, any Housewives fans, write in and say how you think Jen should start, because I don't know where Jen should start.
Like, start fresh. Don't go back into the archives and, you know, blah, blah, season 7 was a winner.
Like, you can't start with, like, New York, like, season 1, like, 2010 or whatever it was. Because then it's going to be too intimidating. We're going to start, like, watch for, like, 6 years. Like, I don't know how you should start. I don't know. I think the listeners...
I like your idea that I'm going to wait till New York. Jess, should we have, like, watch part... Like, will you watch it also so I have somebody to talk about it with?
Of course. I have all the time in the world. I have no time for anything, but I have all the time in the world to talk Housewives.
That's what Housewives people say, don't they? They're like, the world could be going to shit, and they'll still be like, well, at least we have this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, Garcelle sends styling.
So Garcelle and her Ember, she sends styles. And then last, this is what's coming back in style is vanilla and tea scents, apparently, comforting notes. So for Garcelle, I guess that's the tangerines are very nostalgic, but like, people want nostalgia still, which we often talk about.
I love that. Just two like home note things. And I'm curious, listeners, like what you think. I feel like Diptyque really started this with like their like bay candle. But I always feel like when somebody has like a black currant, I think you said red currant.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like it always makes their house smell expensive. Like, it's like classy.
Yes. It feels like a hotel kind of fragrance. Yeah. It's like, what is it? You know why? Because it's not immediately identifiable. Like,
that's
a lot of people would look at a bay candle from Diptyque and have no idea that's a currant scent.
Yeah.
Because it's in French, first of all.
Yes. That's what it is. It's like, what is that? It's not floral. It's not super fruity. It's like kind of like, it's not woody, but it's this like unidentifiable thing.
That's what makes it expensive.
Yes. And then I was kind of surprised by jasmine as a home scent, honestly, when you said that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think to put that in a home.
Well, as we know, there are many types of jasmine. Mm-hmm. Jess does not like the poo-poo jasmine.
No, a lot of it smells like diapers.
The diaper jasmine. I'm pretty sure she's not going with the diaper jasmine.
No. And the rose, I think a lot of people might turn away from that, but I have to tell you, anytime I put a rose candle on. I just think the house smells, this might surprise you, but I think the house smells clean. It doesn't smell like
100%. Have you smelled the Home Court, that Courtney Cox's line?
I have like tried certain like SKUs, but I've not tried the rose candle.
It's good and everything smells expensive. I gave one to somebody as a gift.
Yeah.
And then I went to their house and they were burning it like 2 weeks later. Yeah. And I was like, damn it, why'd I give that away? It smells so good. Oh,
that's a bad feeling.
Yeah, okay. So send style with that, everyone.
Okay, very cool.
Yes. Oh, I love this theory. I want to explore this more later of like the reason things smells expensive is because it's not an immediately identifiable note. Like vanilla, apple, not expensive.
Yeah, they're very like simple. I sounds like I'm being mean. I'm not being mean. But it's like pumpkin spice, apple, blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know what it is. But if it's like,
yo, give me that frangipani like persimmon or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's that complexity. We should test it out.
Mm, okay.
I don't know how we test it out, but yeah, it's that complexity. It's almost like a beautiful fragrance and you can't tell what somebody smells like.
It makes just you
like
come back for more because you're like, hey, wait, what is that?
Intriguing, complex.
Intriguing. And I guess that's what our homes will smell like. Okay. You can see we could go down this path for a long time, guys.
I feel like I sound so like, wow, it's so complex. It's so mysterious. You smell so fancy.
I need to get really rich so you can be on Real Housewives. Because I feel like you'd be such a good character.
Oh, okay. My friend told me when they were like casting, she gave me some inside scoops. It's like a year or two ago. She was like, I heard they're casting. If anyone who works for Bravo, we actually know somebody who works for Bravo who used to be an assistant, an intern for Fat Mascara. Okay. You know who you are if you're listening. Her name starts with B. So we should ask her if this is true. But my friend told me that they were casting for somebody who worked in fashion or beauty. And I wonder if that was Jenna Lyons or if this is just a broader thing. And she was like, Jess, you should go for it. And I was like, LOL, no. Also, they would like laugh their asses off. Like, so you're going to have to like take the bus from Hoboken. And
so just go to the Port Authority. It's gate 72. The bus takes like 42 stops. It's fine. But the 43rd stop is my apartment.
And is it cool if my baby's in every shot? Oh, wait. I have to put on my own white parties? Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't even know what that is, but
like, sure. You have to like, basically, to be on the show a lot, you have to like make cool things happen.
Good scenes to film.
Right. So Jen, like, so I'd have to be like throwing events at my apartment that are like fabulous and like I have to pay for them.
I mean, there's no like set minimum, like you must make X like
no, but
net
basically
value
you have to
salary,
bring it.
Right?
No, but you have to
but
bring
they're not
it.
Gonna cast you if you don't have the money to like give them something.
No, so basically I have to bring it. So like, I mean, do you think that they would have like do you think that I'm gonna like
everything
be having-
you told me says yes. Yes, you're the perfect
I'm the
You'd
perfect
be like the
person.
Foil. They'd throw you in,
cool.
And the other housewives would be like, "What? What's this girl?"
Well, they had the first season, and I was talking about housewives. They had Alex, who worked at Victoria's Secret. She was like working Victoria's Secret corporate, and she lived in Brooklyn. And it was like, there's this amazing line, and she says like, "Something, something." When I'm out here, like working out here in Brooklyn, and it was like this hysterical line, basically like her, like she was like the tragic foil. This was before Brooklyn was like
she lived over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah. So like, no, thanks. I'm not going to be a foil.
Okay. Well, I'll watch the new season. All right. Let's wrap this up with the science corner, shall we?
Oh my God, there's science still?
It's fun.
Okay.
People look like their dogs. It's proven.
What about cats?
Stay with me here on the dogs.
Okay.
So Eric and I have this thing when we're out walking that I say, this is what I say. I say, and I don't know if you could hear it, but it's this like sing-songy thing I do under my breath. I say, so he knows to look. He knows what it means. It means people look like their dogs. So whenever we walk by in New York City, like a dog owner and a dog that look exactly like, I do that. So he knows to look without me being like really obvious about it.
Okay.
Because it's so true. People do look like their dogs. Well, Psychology Today just published an article that reviewed some of the research on this. Okay. Multiple studies, Jess. 2009, a study found that the longer the hair of the owner owner, the longer the ears of the dog. Exactly correlated. Weird, right?
Okay.
There was also one about dog weight, which makes a little bit more sense to me, but I'm just going to disregard that one. The one that's really interesting is they did a blind test and had subjects try, they had like 10 dogs and 10 owners' pictures all mixed up. Pair up who's the dog with the owner. People were so much better than chance at this, like very good at it, like 100% accuracy sometimes. Even when they took away a lot of the other things besides the eyes, it all came down to the eyes.
But Jen, do you think you look like Wolfgang?
So this is what got this whole thing started with Eric and I, because like, I don't, he's hairless, but maybe we start to. So there's like these theories that like the facial, emotional, they start to mimic each other. It happens between couples, you know, when couples start to look alike.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. So it also happens with dogs, and now there's proof.
That's kind of funny. I'm going to start paying more attention to couples.
And then you say to Jeff this, people like their dogs. Yep, and he'll know. Anyway, I know you guys out there are listening and saying it's totally true, and now you have some science to prove it. I will link in the show notes as per usual.
Okay, I'm going to start looking. You're giving me something to do.
Great.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand, and we've got one from our listener, Elle.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Elle from Berkeley, California, and I wanted to raise a wand to a hand cream that I really like and I didn't realize was working until I stopped using it and went back to using it, and it is the Derma E Vitamin E Lavender and Neroli Skin Smoothing Shea Hand Cream with salicylic acid, ceramides, and AHAs. And it smells really good, and the smell doesn't linger. You get like a nice burst of it. I would say it's more neroli than lavender. And the best part is just my hands are never dry anymore. And I do a lot of housework, and it's really nice. I realized that I was like, wow, this really works. I was so happy with it. And I just wish it came in a bigger tube. It only comes in a 2 ounce tube, but I'm all in on this stuff and I'm going to keep exploring Derma E. So thanks for the podcast. Love it. And take care. Bye.
Thank you, Elle. Love a bargain also, by the way, like $9 right now I've seen it for. Thank you. If you want to share your raise a wand, call us 646-481-8182. Email us info@fatmascara.com. Leave a little voicemail. I'm still looking for those independent businesses, indie, small, women-founded brands you want to support, that kind of thing. Maybe there's another one that like has social justice you believe in and you want to tell us about it. We want to hear about it. Jess, what are you raising a wand to this week?
Right now, I'm raising a wand to like, just like a notion. I'm saying a notion, like some, a category that I'm like getting into again at a weird time, which is bronzer. It's kind of a weird time to get into bronzer. Right now it's November when we're recording this. Just trying to warm up that. What's up?
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. I'm trying to warm up that complexion. I'm also just kind of playing around a little bit with makeup again. I don't know. I felt a little bit more playful and, you know, we all get stuck in a rut and we just kind of do the same. I'll never forget when Trini Woodall said, like, you know, after a certain age, like you realize you're doing the makeup that you did your entire life. And it's like, why doesn't it look the same? And it's like, because your face is changing.
Oh my God, Sonia Valencia's like main point of being. Stop doing it the way you learned 40 years ago.
I know. And I have a lot to learn. I haven't totally figured it out, but I've just been playing around. So anyway, these are kind of two different concepts, but I was just like, maybe I'll start trying to wear like bronzer a little bit. It's not really like my thing. So anyway, one bronzer that I have been wearing, got it like a long time ago and I like busted it out. It was the Tom Ford Soleil Glow Bronzer. I like it. It's nice. It's matte, which is kind of hard to find in a bronzer. I feel like a lot of them have little bits and bobs and flecks. And if you're somebody who's like just trying to get back into the bronzer game, this is like a nice safe one because it doesn't look like you're trying too hard. Westman Atelier also makes a nice one that's like a stick if you want a creamy one. So anyway, it's just kind of, this is more of a little of a PSA to, you don't always have to do what you always did.
Okay.
Yeah. So kind of raise a wand to bronzer, but raise a wand to shake it up a little bit.
I love that. This is one of those weeks where we're in the universe together, but you didn't even realize it because you said you were wanting to warm up your complexion. Mm-hmm. I have a like liquid bronzing drops thing going on.
Oh, cool. Weird.
So it is, which is, again, a product, like you said, that I don't normally play around with, but this is the Fenty Ease Droplet.
It's so weird that like we citrine. Both are... Like, never would I have bring up a bronzer. Okay, cool.
So the reason for me, though, I do have a reason for doing this. I find this is the time of year when the clocks just switch back that I get a little lazy about sunscreen because I'm thinking, huh, it's a writing day. I'm going to be inside writing
all
day.
Same, same. I know, I get the same.
P.S. I sit right next to a huge window, so that's no excuse. Or I think it's overcast or it's going to be dark by 4 o'clock. Do I really need sunscreen? And I've written a bazillion stories and interviewed a bazillion people that I still need to be doing my sunscreen. So I've been trying to like make my sunscreen more fun for myself so that I remember to put it on. So I've been putting a couple drops of this Fenty stuff into the sunscreen, mixing it around. And then it's my finishing touch, but it adds a little like,
you trick yourself. Yeah.
Little glimmer. And I will tell you that kilowatt highlighter that people love from Fenty, too much for me. Like, too many kilowatts. Too much. This is nice and subtle, though. And because I can just put a couple drops into another product and mix it with it, you know, it's hard to mess up. You could put this in body lotion. That would be so lovely. I noticed somebody on our Facebook group had mentioned Bathina, like a throwback.
Throwback.
Do you remember Benefit Bathina? I loved that product.
Oh my God.
The scent of Benefit Bathina, which was, by the way, guys, it's a balm with this velvet puff that you would put on your legs or body. It was like a body balm with like a tiny bit of shimmer.
It came in a beautiful tin. With a beautiful vintagey illustration on it.
Bathina. And this puff. And it made your legs look so good. Like if you were wearing like a dress out at night, like just like nylons, but nothing. I imagine this product, if you mixed it in with your body lotion, would do the same kind of vibe. So...
why do they discontinue that?
Oh my God. The Bathina?
Yeah. So silly.
I mean, this is the story of, this is a whole other podcast about all the discontinued. What did Dick Page say?
Oh, the place where we could go.
Mrs. Frodo, your quest continues.
Like that you have a reason to live.
You have a reason to live searching for Benefit Bathina.
And he said like, you know, Chanel Brun, blah, you know, eyeshadow or something.
Sometimes I go back to that audio clip that we have on our Instagram of him. Look for Dick Page's face on our Instagram, everybody, and just play the audio clip. It has such ASMR quality, his voice, but also it makes me laugh so hard every time I hear it, because like the wistfulness he brings to his voice is that feeling that we have all had searching for that beauty product that we miss.
I'm still mad. Urban Decay, litter, nail polish, Wendy's Omnir. I don't understand why you can't bring this back. The best glitter nail polish that ever struck this planet. It's not that hard to make.
Not like she's owned by LVMH. She doesn't. She has a whole other. Like, I think there were other people involved when that one went away. But what color was it?
So it was clear, and it had chunks of glitter, but they weren't just like, oh, here's a red one, here's a blue one, here's a yellow. It was like the most dynamic, like. You know when someone's wearing like a watch, like a silvery or gold watch, and the sun is out and you can like see it hitting, the light hitting mm-hmm. the walls? This was the best glitter. It was like that. Like the chunks of glitter were so mirror-like. That's what the word I'm looking for. So mirror-like that your fingernails shined, and they were so sporadic and uneven that when you put the it was like there was so much clear in it. That when you put it on your nails, it was just like mirror shards all over your nails. It wasn't like Christmas. It wasn't like little baby glimmer. It was just like, shit, there's like litter on your nails. Glitter, litter.
I mean, if that wasn't a case for bringing back that nail polish, I don't know what is.
I've never found anything like it.
Raise a wand to Urban Decay litter.
So good. Wendy, please.
The desperation in your voice. Jeez. Okay. Well, okay. On that All note, right. get okay. your beauty sleep.
Yeah.
We're going to see you on Friday. We're going to have a great interview. Jess and I had so much fun with our guests. So I'm excited for you all.
Oh my God. So good. So good.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.